Hello and welcome to another episode of
Trash or Treasure,
the podcast where Kim
and Amy
bring you spoiler-free recaps, reviews, and recommendations for whatever we read. What did we read this week, Amy?
We read Second Chances, which is a collection of four novellas by Mary Ballow.
Correct. Would you like to do the spoiler-free recap?
I always feel like my arm is being sort of twisted when I get asked this question, but I know that you're currently fighting a mosquito.
I am. There's a mosquito.
You might be able to hear that.
Or the me
mosquito.
Just like...
Mosquito.
Like...
That's what it is. We can't track it down and it's driving us nuts.
It is. Okay. I know it's going to eat me because they prefer
They love
me.
You.
They
it's
love
great
me.
For me.
They love me and the kids too. And my husband just walks through... the forest being like, I'm having a great time. And the rest of us are like, ow, stop it, ow.
You need to like actually use raid more
Yeah,
often.
I do. Yeah, you're right. I totally do. I take zero steps to dissuade the mosquitoes.
Thirsty mosquitoes. Mm. All right, I'm going to try. Broad sweeps because novellas. So as the title suggests, basically this is a collection of stories where there isn't like a unifying event or anything. Like they're not all going to the same party or...
And they don't even all know each other.
They don't know each other. So they're four completely disconnected stories in terms of people. But they're all these people who are getting a sort of second chance
at love.
At love.
Yeah.
So... the first story is actually part of the Bedouin universe.
Yep.
So we've reviewed a couple or maybe at least one Bedouin novel before.
Yeah.
And there's like thousands of them.
I want to say like Summer to Remember is a Bedouin one.
Yeah, that's a Bedouin prequel or something. Mm-hmm. So this follows a lady called Eleanor who is, she runs a school in Bath, but her sister married one of the Bedouins.
Mm.
And she goes off every year to go on a visit to the sister and brother-in-law's estate, and in so doing, she crosses paths with a gentleman who has two small children, and she...
The Bedouins host, like, a big house party, and everyone's going to the same... Well, those two are all going to the same house party.
Goodness gracious. Paths cross. He's recently widowed.
Love happens. That's enough. It's a novella.
The second one is about two much younger characters, and it's basically like his brother loved the girl and he's secretly been in love with this girl for years and it's her birthday and la 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 la, shenanigans ensue. There's a treasure hunt. The third one is a lady who's been sort of exiled from society, and the aristocrat who loved her back then has moved into the neighborhood that she's been exiled into. Will love ensue. She's not happy about that. And the fourth one is one of the classic, like, the Earl and the Governess type stories.
Yeah.
So different sort of strata of society for some of the people, but love happens and it's all people who thought that they could never love again.
Or that they were in a place where, like, their heart couldn't be repaired, or that they were unlovable because some awful thing had happened to them and rah-de-rah.
Or that they could never forgive that person for breaking their heart, and here they turn up in their life 10 years later. So, is that okay?
That was majestic, and I'm beyond proud of you.
I forgot to say it's Regency.
You didn't forget that's technically my job. Sorry,
it's the
everyone.
Non-spoiler-free recappers' duty.
Responsibility.
Okay, so you get to go first.
Mm.
Kimberly, what did you think of Second Chances by Mary Ballow?
I thought all of the stories were, like, vaguely problematic. I would say I fell short of finding these... A bunch of them uncomfortable, or, you know, that just those ones where it's like the guy is too arrogant and mean, and so you're like, I can't endorse you two getting together at the end of this or whatever. Or
it's the third one.
Ugh, and she was so full of like hate and vitriol.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't think you guys are great for each other. But that's me. That's my not loving that, like, hate becomes love kind of trope.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I felt for me, they all, but see, in a way that was kind of tedious, they all kind of fell slightly short of being so annoying or terrible or, you know, like kind of offensive and old-fashioned in the way they structured the relationships, that then gets me quite passionately annoyed about the book too. So it was just kind of like, eh, okay. I felt like I had trouble buying into them. I probably, the one I liked best was probably the first one with the kids.
That was the longest. It was the most fleshed out.
Yeah.
It had a lot of characters in it because it was clearly part of this other world. But it was actually the most recent. The other two she wrote in like the 90s.
Yeah, I feel like that comes through in the way their relationships are constructed.
Yeah.
Mm. So, yeah, I wouldn't recommend and will not treasure, will not read it again. The other thing is while the catchphrase at the start of the podcast is what we read this week, obviously sometimes I read it a couple of weeks ago, might take you a couple of weeks to catch up with what I read, blah, blah, blah. But it's far less catchy to be like, the thing I read 4 weeks ago and Amy read yesterday is this. So I get it.
Stay with us.
I feel like they'll forgive. But so I read this probably just after Christmas, maybe. I can't remember.
Yeah.
It was a while ago. I struggled when I wrote notes after I had finished reading it. I didn't write notes about each individual story or about the characters or anything like that. I wrote generalized notes because my feelings about it were all kind of general and beige. I struggled to recall what they were each about. And then as we were talking about it before the episode and you were like, no, remember this one. And I was like, oh, I remember all of them now. And they're just beige. They're so forgettable. They're just infinitely forgettable.
The first one was the most memorable.
Yes, it was. And I liked the first one. I did. I thought the first one was okay.
The first one had like 9 chapters.
It did. It was great. So yeah, look, wouldn't recommend.
Or
won't
read
again.
Or if you're going to read the first one.
Yeah, if you're desperate to read it, read the first one. But I just think there are better novella collections out there.
Mm.
What did you think?
I agree. I thought the first one was the standout. Yeah. The fourth one was probably my second favorite.
Yeah, you're right.
It didn't outstay its welcome like the third did.
Oh my God.
The third was really problematic.
They were such
bad communicators. And she spends the whole time saying she hates him.
Mm-hmm.
But he keeps pursuing. You keep saying.
She was like, please. He was like, I'm just here to make sure you're okay. And she's like, please go away. I was fine until you got here. If you don't hate me like you say, and it was all a misunderstanding, I just need you to leave me alone. And he like flagrantly just ignores the one thing she asks him to do.
This is the line I wrote down.
Okay.
She did not like to think that perhaps no with her did not always mean no.
This is my point, vaguely problematic. You wrote down that quote and I wrote down, they're all vaguely problematic.
So then I wrote, will there be an actual happily ever after? And then there was this whole like spoon sub-narrative that made me just go, ugh. The spoons thing sort of was meant to be romantic, but it was a bit giggle. It was, okay. The first story, I liked them both, and the resolution was cute, but it's got like a 5-year-old and a 10-year-old kid, and the ages of the kids I found problematic in terms of how they spoke.
Agreed.
Because, like, I'm thinking of Peter, who's 5, and the way the 5-year-old and like the 10-year-old in this story talk. Yeah. I was like, oh, they were scripted as if they were like adults.
Yeah.
And there were too many Bedouins at the house party.
Way too many Bedouins. And the assumption was obviously that you had read all of the Bedouins, so you were quite, like, you know, a little offhand comment was enough to keep you in, like, to keep them all straight.
And it might. So if you've read the Bedouins,
you might be like, oh, yeah, great. But, yeah, I had not read all the Bedouins. I don't know who half these people are.
One, and that was a prequel because we didn't really like the Bedouins.
No, I've only ever read the ones that are kind of Bedouin adjacent.
Yes.
Because I don't mind. And
the one with Sydenham?
Sydenham. Sydenham.
Once Upon a Summer. A Summer to Remember. Those are the two.
And then his
one. And they are adjacent.
They are adjacent. Mm. I think they live next door. Like literally adjacent.
And they're also brothers, so they're family adjacent. The second one was okay, but it was a bit, I was like, oh, all right, skip, 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 skip. So I thought that some of them overstayed their welcome. So the first
one. Which is insane. You're actually giving feedback that a novella overstayed its welcome.
I know. The fourth one was actually the shortest. So I potentially would come back into this. I would read the fourth story, I think.
Wow. why would you ever come back into it, though? Like, do you know what I mean? There are so many things to read, so much else to do with your time. I just can't think that there's ever going to be a moment where I'm like, you know what I want to read? That deeply mediocre, slightly problematic, troubling series.
It's because we purchased it, so it's now on the e-reader, and some point I'll stumble across it again and I'll get in it and I'll be like, oh, the fourth one was right. Skip to the end, read it, done.
All right.
But yeah, I wouldn't really recommend it. I agree there are considerably better collections of novellas, and what Correct. Really helps is when there is a cohesive theme uniting
that's our stories. Personal preference for sure.
Well, because it allows you to actually stay Link connected to the characters yeah. throughout yeah. the story, and it does give you a bit more depth, which is really helpful. So it's a trash from me.
It's a no recommend from both of us,
and therefore
that's the end. Thank you very much for spending some of your time with us. As ever, join us again next week. We'll bring you more spoiler free recaps, reviews and recommendations for whatever we read, and until then,
happy reading!
And just a quick reminder here at the end of the podcast that we would love to hear from you. We want your recommendations. The good, the bad, the interesting, doesn't matter. Please reach out. Send us an email at trashortreasurepodcast@outlook.com. Or we are also available at the world's most awkward Twitter handle, which Amy has to tell you about. Listen to our Twitter handle. It's the greatest.
It's @_treasure.
Doesn't that just roll off the tongue?
And with those encouraging words, tweet or email us.
We love to hear from you. Happy reading.
Cheers.